A Victoria Cross medal awarded to an Irishman from Terryglass, Laura in Tipperary, is being sent back to Ireland by the Australian government. We're joined by Ger O'Mara, Secretary of Laura Martin O'Mara VC Committee, to find out more. Before we get to the significance of the medal and the involvement of the Australian Parliament, who was Martin O'Mara and what was his involvement in the Great War?
Martin O'Mara is a native of Lurra, County Tipperary. Not actually Terryglass. Terryglass is the adjoining parish, all right?
Okay, let's get it right.
He was born, I'll be coming to that in a few minutes, but he was born in Lifternan, Lurra, and it's known as the official parish, officially as the parish of Lurra and Dura. And he was born in November 1885. And he would have worked, grew into a teenager and whatever. He would work on the local farms and things like that. And in 1911, he emigrated to Australia. He sailed from Liverpool and walked his passage shoveling coal on a steamship. He worked in Australia, where he lived in a place called Cooley near Perth, where he worked as a sleeper layer for a number of years. And then when the Great War started in mid-1914, he joined up with the Australian Imperial Force in August 1915. As a private, really, right? He spent a number of years while training in Australia and in Egypt, and where he landed in Marseille in France in June 1916. He participated in the Battle of the Somme in 9th to the 12th of August 1916, which is just almost exactly 106 years ago. And during that time, he spent 3 days rescuing the wounded and bringing up ammunition under very heavy machine gun and artillery fire, and earning the admiration of all his comrades. There's a few that he rescued, something like 15 wounded comrades from no man's land.
Right.
He was put forward for the Victoria Cross, and it was awarded to him in the Gazette in September 1916.
Being awarded the Victoria Cross, I mean, this is a fairly rare occurrence.
It is a very rare occurrence. The Crimean, the Victoria Cross has been in existence since the Crimean War, which is 170 years ago. And there was just about, I think, 1,700 recipients, of whom 180 are of Irish extraction, including Martin O'Mara. It's a very rare thing, and there's only very rare circumstances. The rule of thumb is that you have to be 90% in danger of losing your life in order to receive it, and it's only awarded to people who showed such valour in the face of the enemy. So, for instance, civilians who might do something equally heroic are awarded the George Cross.
Right. The importance of the medal is clear from what you say. I mean, 90% chance of death is quite staggering. But getting this medal back to Tipperary is intriguing insofar as that it's obviously been part of a campaign which you're involved in, but also required the backing of the Australian Parliament.
Yes, indeed, yes. Martin O'Mara, he returned to Australia in 1918. He had been wounded 3 times in action. And when he arrived back in Australia, like other comrades who arrived back because of the Spanish flu, they had to go into quarantine and for medical examination. And unfortunately, Martin O'Mara was suffering from nervous ailments, if you like. Manic depression is covered and whatever. And after his 2 weeks quarantine, he went into a psychiatric institution where he spent the remainder of his life. Now, the Australians who fought in the First World War were seen as the foundation builders of Australia as a country. Before that, it was simply 5 separate states, part of the British Empire. So they are revered in Australia, and he is arguably the only non-native Australian who was awarded the Victoria Cross during the Great War.
Right.
So the people who fought at Gallipoli and the Victoria Cross recipients are revered in Australia, and his Victoria Cross is retained in the Australian Museum. And it's a treasured artifact there, and such artifacts are not allowed to leave the country. However, despite the fact that 180 Victoria Crosses were awarded to Irish people, there's no Victoria Cross in any Irish museum. And there was a campaign really initiated by, Martin O'Mara's. He had no direct family, but his grandnephews and grandnieces, and the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Irish Museum were given a loan, if you like, of this very, very precious piece of award. But before it left the country, a special act of Parliament had to be passed for it to leave the country. He came about 3.5 years ago and was just due to spend 1 year on loan in Collins Barracks Museum, the Irish military section.
And tell us more about this, because it isn't just bringing the medal back, which is an interesting thing in itself, but there's an altruistic reason for bringing the medal back. This is for something.
Yes, because Martin O'Mara visited Lara several times during his time serving with the Australian Army. The first time he was given a presentation by local dignitaries, right? Now, he didn't attend, but he was given to his sister instead. He came back then in 1917, having been wounded, and there was always a view that his reception this time was more muted, and that he wasn't given, if you like, the honour he was bestowed. And there's a view as well that he was showing some elements of indications of nervousness and things like that, which was, if you like, antisocial, if you like. And also, after the 1916 rising and the first conscription, there wasn't, and of course farmers were making doing very well out of the war, he wasn't getting the same support. And there's always a view in Lara that we need to make it up to him. And there's great goodwill in the Australian government, the Australian army, the Australian Museum Authorities and the Australian Embassy in Dublin to bring it to Lara, and also, if you like, the family and the Lara parishioners have been hugely supportive of having it come to Lara, which is tomorrow, by the way, Saturday the 13th of August.
Fantastic. Gerard O'Mara, Secretary of the Lara Martin O'Mara VC Committee, thank you very much for joining us. It's